Well, a radio photon has a low frequency corresponding to a deep voice like me. Foot-long wavelength, how can that be? It comes from processes having low energy.
A radio photon has low frequency, 'cause it has a pretty low energy.
It was 1931 when Dr. Karl Jansky, he's the father of radio astronomy, he studied radio noise to find out what it could be, and saw that it was coming from our own galaxy.
He wondered what all that static could be. It was the center of the Milky Way galaxy.
I'm gonna tell you what you want to know. I'm gonna tell you what you want to know. Those long wave penetrators such a sphere. Even if it's cloudy, it's radio clear. Observatory dishes may small and near. Let astronomers see how the waves interfere.
They penetrate through the atmosphere. Down to radio dishes placed far and near.
There's a lot of cool gas in the Milky Way. Neutral hydrogen atoms leading the way. When the proton and electron spin